Good morning. It's coming up on 6 on 98.9 The Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, good morning. Welcome to Friday. I'm Scott Spaziano over here. Sandy Waters over there. Hi, good morning.
I forgot it was Friday. Thank you.
Come on. How could
you
forget?
I don't know.
It's Memorial Day weekend.
I know, and I forgot that too.
Yeah, we're all screwed up in this corona world. Anyway, here we are. We got stuff to do today. We got lots of fun. We're going to kind of entertain you, inform you, and get you going. We got sun today. What a beautiful sunrise. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yesterday was beautiful. Today, another gorgeous day. Sunshine. Maybe a slight chance of shower later in the day south of Rochester, but that's what you get when you get warmer temperatures. Everything overdevelops. Then, you know, humidity turns into clouds, and the clouds raise up, and then the red. Anyway, 73
Yeah, there he
degrees.
Goes. He failed. He fizzled out on that
No,
one.
I just knew that you were going to get me. I do. I just don't want to get into it. Because it bores you, like dreams.
Well,
when I'm talking about dreams.
He's always wanted to, you know, be a meteorologist. Yeah. So if you are up and at 'em and early, we would love to hear from you. Because this is your show, too. We are all in this together. 222-2899.
Are you going to be the first caller? That is the question.
I want to give a shout out to Lindsay Van Buren. She reached out to us on Facebook. We wake up at 5 a.m. and I get to my job around 6, and we love listening to The Buzz. Oh, she says, we love you, Sandy.
Oh, that's
I'm sorry.
Nice.
She didn't give you any.
That's fine.
Anything.
That's fine. It's because I wouldn't give her my boxers at your bachelorette party.
Was it Lindsay? Was it Lindsay who was walking around? I am still looking for this woman. Earlier in the week, there was somebody, a Buzz listener, who called up and said that she was at my bachelorette party, which was, oh my gosh, let's not talk about years.
Well, let's just say it was public. It was public. It was at Jillian's in the High Falls.
Yeah, we had listeners. Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. And Scott had way too much fun because there was all women. It was all of us.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And so apparently he gave his boxers to somebody.
You know, you ask and you shall receive.
Yeah, so I am looking for the woman who asked and received. I want to find you.
I'd like to know, too. I don't recall.
And ask you why.
Well, I don't know if you've never done the whole crazy girls' night out with male strippers thing. So people get worked up.
I did enough of them with you, working with you. I didn't do any until I started working with you. Then Scott's great idea in every single marketing brainstorm meeting was, hey, you know what? Let's do a stripper thing. Just because he knew he would be one of the few men.
Hey, man, we did that. Remember we did the... The booty cruise up at the Harbor Town Bell up at the, you know, that little steamboat up on the lake. Oh, oh my God, how much fun.
That was Scott's favorite.
First call of the morning. Good morning, Buzz. Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you? Good morning.
Good. Happy long weekend.
Happy long weekend. Are you Scott's, the recipient of Scott's underwear? Was that you?
Oh.
At the bachelorette party?
No.
18
there
years
is
ago.
A woman. There is a woman who asked Scott for his boxers at my bachelorette party 18 years ago, and he said, oh, sure, and gave it to her. And I want to meet this woman.
I think we need to auction those.
You know, the funny thing is, it's like I was saying before, guys have different layers of underwear. Not like multiple layers, but I'm just saying you got your banger ones, then you got the good ones. And that was like, those were the good ones.
I think everybody has that. I think everyone prioritizes.
I don't know. I'm not into the women's underwear.
Well, you know,
division.
You're onto something with the auctioning it off, because what did they did? Fauci has his own underwear. Who else has
Cuomo?
Cuomo.
Yeah.
Does it Adam Bellow, I heard? I don't know.
God.
I think we got to locate it and do something with it.
I know, right?
I think so.
You're an early riser. What are you up to?
Walking the dog and took the day off.
Oh, God.
Oh, you did?
Long weekend.
I did. Nice. Just needed a break. I have two little ones at home. Uh-huh. And I'm working full time, and it's like, ugh.
Now, where do you work?
At Xerox and Webster.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are still going in.
So everybody knows how hard that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
God.
You go in, everything's status quo for you guys.
Everything is status quo, just home. Nobody goes in.
Oh, so you're working from home. Yeah,
working from home.
Did they ever say, I know, I got to go to the top of the hour here, but did they give you guys an indication on when everything's going to go back? Because bigger companies are starting to announce.
Yeah, we're kind of doing the phases approach. So maybe phase one will start like after July 4th.
Mm,
Mm-hmm. But then a lot of us are like in phase four, which means probably like late fall.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Jeez, it's crazy.
I know.
It's funny, though, when you take off of work and your work is like probably right now 4 feet away from you.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know what? I'm still going to take a day off. Like,
yes, exactly.
I'm taking a day off for a walk.
It feels weird to take a day off when it's like staring at you.
I know, it does, but it's like mental day.
Yes, right, exactly.
Good for you.
We're gonna
enjoy the long weekend.
You're going to have a beautiful one,
you guys
too.
Too.
Thank you. What's your first name? Who's this?
Sonia.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Love you.
Bye. Love you too. Have a good one. It's just a little after six here now, 98.9 to Buzz and Spezzano and Sandy. Good morning again. Beautiful sun. Maybe clouds working their way in with a slight chance of shower south. 73 degrees to the high from the Buzz. Good morning. 98.9 to Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy. Hey, what's up? 610. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters. Happy Memorial Day. Long weekend. Mm. Hello, Sandy Waters. Morning.
I'm just enjoying that for a second.
I know.
Even though this is a holiday, don't forget what the holiday is for. It's to honor, and thank, and think about our military.
That's right. Saluting all the veterans out there.
Yes.
Anyone who's been in the service. It's not necessarily mattresses that we celebrate. Sales. Mattress sales. It's the Memorial Day mattress sale.
I don't know if you see as many of those commercials.
Yeah, but you know, it does. It is. Yes. This is the first, I think, big, event that we have to deal with under the new normal of the coronavirus pandemic. And so many people will have the urge to just get together. And yes, we just can't. And
yeah, you can't decide when you get tired of it. I've noticed that. I've noticed people are like, you know what? I feel like I'm over it. I'm over COVID-19. Okay, I'm getting back. I'm getting on a plane. I'm flying to Florida for vacation. I don't know if this is the right time to do it. Like, nothing's changed really as far as the virus controlling it.
All we did over the last couple of months is just try to slow it down so the hospitals didn't get overwhelmed. That's it. Nothing's changed. We haven't taken a couple notches out of the virus. We haven't tamped it down at all. It's still there, and it's creeping. It's ready to get you.
Any opportunity for him to do that, he's going to seize it. Yeah, but I've noticed I don't know. I've noticed people around me kind of loosening up and relaxing and almost forgetting why we started this lockdown.
It's like we're dipping our toe in the water, but it's like we're not. It seems to me that we're not dipping our toes in the water. It's like cannonball, you know? It's like, let's go, wee! And it's like yesterday, I'm driving 104. I drive past North Ponds Park in Webster, right off of the 104. You can see it right from the road. Mm-hmm. Parking lot full, people everywhere hanging out, group of teens, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them all around a picnic table. I'm like,
Danger was talking to a record rep California in LA, California, and he said they were on a Zoom call yesterday and they were saying the beaches are packed. I was like, well, what do you mean packed? Yeah. People are traveling now. Anyone out there ready to take a vacation within the next week or so?
Like to fly?
To fly somewhere. Yeah. 222-2899.
Yeah, call us up. I don't know.
I'm curious about that because I know two people who have, well, I don't know them personally. Actually, my daughter was scrolling through her Instagram or Snapchat, whatever the heck she was. And she's like, see her? She's on the beach of Florida. She just left last week. See her? I mean, I'm like, what?
And we'll all be licking our wound when when they shut us back down again. And like, we were the first to open in New York State. Now we got to close again. Ooh, spike happened. I don't know. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
I know. We're sounding like two parents right now.
I know.
Wagging our finger.
But I have the same feeling. Like, I still had that same urge to, like, loosen up a little bit. And I've got the devil on my shoulder. I've got the angel on the other shoulder, and I think a lot of us are feeling that way. But just try to err on the side of caution. They will be patrolling. The police will be out patrolling open area spaces, beaches,
yes.
parks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're going to be reminding you guys to just stay apart. Please do not. It's sun and clouds working in later, maybe even south of Rochester, a sprinkle. But today's going to be a beautiful start to your long weekend. 73 degrees. Tomorrow, about the same, possibly brief morning shower, but then sunshine through you Saturday. Sunday, my God, we're going to be like 80 by Monday. It's 98.9 to Buzz and Spisano and Sandy. We'll come right back in just a few minutes on Buzz Baby University. Stay there. 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, Scott Spisano and Sandy Waters. Friday morning. It's the 22nd of May, and I guess I will remind you that it is Friday. I think this is the, even though you said you forgot, I think this is one of those days because you know, because the Memorial Day weekend, here we go. You know, we just talked to a listener who's taking today off, doing a long weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know. Mm-hmm. So, so anyway, beautiful day today. Sunshine, skies, 73 degrees. Maybe a chance of some clouds working in with a slight chance of a sprinkle south of Rochester. And then for your Saturday, maybe a brief morning shower. Then sunny in the afternoon, and then it just keeps getting nicer and nicer and nicer.
I like
gorgeous.
That. Oh, that's what we want here.
I know. It's so nice. What are we looking at? Maybe 79 by Sunday.
Mm.
Maybe an isolated thunderstorm. 30% chance. Nothing serious. There you go. 84 on Tuesday.
Oh, no way. Oh.
Yahweh. Yahweh.
Rochester's so crazy. We go winter, summer.
I know.
So crazy. We know it to be true. We know it happens every year, but yet every year we're like, oh, yes, that's right.
Was it a couple Saturdays ago? It was snowing.
Surprises us.
Right?
Yeah, I
remember
know.
Oh, like whiteout snow three Saturdays ago, something like that.
Mother's Day weekend.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, so it's Buzz Baby University.
Yes.
And it's. I was telling Sandy about this, and she pointed out a couple of things. I got
well,
a story.
Yeah, first think to yourself, your viewpoint has changed. What have you changed your mind about what during this whole coronavirus
yeah.
pandemic?
Yeah, and so my son calls me, Scotty, who tends to go to urgent care more than I'd like him to. Because he's still on my insurance. And it costs much money.
Okay, all right.
I had to go to urgent care, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but is he going to urgent care because he's concerned a lot over little things, or is he going to urgent care because he tends to be like the Spisano gene is strong where he's a little bit clumsy?
Yeah, a little bit of both, but he's not a hypochondriac. So yeah, like he messed up his hand once or he cut his finger because he's a chef, you know, and you know, he's messed his shoulder up. He's had a couple of concussions in wrestling, you know. But he's like, Dad, my foot, it was killing me. I thought, I, you know, because he's on his feet all the time as a chef. So he's like, yeah, you know, and I went to urgent care and the x-ray, it's not an x-ray. I thought it was a stress fracture. I'm like, oh, my God, how much is this going to cost?
I love this. And now it's your turn to think about the money only. That is so totally not what I would think.
I know. I mean, I'm good with a copay, but uh-oh, here it comes, right? And you know how health insurance with your companies is getting crappier every
yeah,
year.
Terrible.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, and I know I'm truly concerned. I'm like, are you okay? What's going on? Yeah, they're sending me to a foot specialist. I'm like, oh God.
Oh no, specialist. Are you for real? You think about the money that much every time he tells you that he's going to the doctor? Because it really is out of character for you.
I'm truly concerned because he's living by himself and, you want to make sure your kids are safe. But because he doesn't have his own health insurance, it's like, oh.
You don't have to feel guilty for that. I think a lot of us think that way. And it's terrible. Sometimes when your kid is like, I don't feel good or whatever. And you're like, okay, let's wait it out. Because this copay is going to be a lot. If you have a high deductible plan, hang on, honey.
Yeah, I know, right? Exactly.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Anyway, so but and I know we can take a break, but I had an extra concern because of what's been happening to younger kids and adults in the younger range of the whole coronavirus thing. And I told him, I'm like, dude, what is going on with your foot? He goes, I don't know. I'm like, is it swollen? Do you have redness? He goes, yeah, it's red. And I'm like, oh my God, he's got COVID toe. Young kids or young adults are showing signs of coronavirus in their extremities, in their toes. They get all, it looks like,
it looks like frostbite,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I did hear about that.
Yeah. And I'm
very rare though, isn't it? Or
I don't know. I mean, it's enough to have news stories about it. And I'm thinking,
gosh.
Oh my God. But right? Because he works in a takeout restaurant, you know, and, you know, and there's a lot of people milling around and I'm thinking, oh my God, that's how it manifested in him. Well, what he said to me, it's like the roles were reversed. I'll tell you about it in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz and Spezzano and Sandy. 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. Good morning. It's a beautiful Friday morning. Beautiful sunrise. Crisp blue skies looking good. 72 degrees. Sun. Chance of a slight shower working in later in the day, especially south of Rochester. So there you go. And for your Saturday, tomorrow, brief possible morning shower. But then sunny, nice, 72 degrees and 79 on Sunday. Monday, partly cloudy, 77 degrees. Just, man, here we go. And I said the other day, 84 by Tuesday. Yay.
Darn it. If you don't have a pool, you're saying, darn it.
Summer's here.
Should have put the pool in.
Yes. So my son calls me. He's like, gotta go. I went to urgent care. I got an x-ray on my foot. Cause I think I like did some stress fracture and I'm like, oh God, first of all, I'm concerned for him that, but a second later, I'm like, what's this going to cost?
Yeah. But you know what? It's so funny. And you are so right. COVID-19 has changed your mind.
Absolutely.
About what, right?
Yeah.
You before would say, oh, he's calling me again. Cause he's going to urgent care.
Yeah.
You would think about the money. Mm. You would think about, is it really worth it? Could he tough it out?
Mm-hmm.
And now you are Mr. Paranoid, Dad.
Now I'm like, you have COVID toe. Go in, get a test. Go to Well Now, urgent care. There's four locations around Rochester that you can drive right at. You can make an appointment. Go. I'm like, did you ask the urgent care guy? He goes, no, I didn't really ask him about that because his toe isn't.
Huh. Do you have to ask if it's COVID toe? Don't they just check it?
I asked him. I'm like, did they automatically go through? Yeah, well, they asked me if I was sick or if I had a fever and they checked my temperature. I'm like, well, you need to go to Well Now Urgent Care because they've got the whole setup there. Antibody test. I told them, you know, if your toe it turns out to be and they don't know what it is and they send you to a specialist, wouldn't that be the first? Like, my whole mind was that's what it is because he's around people and he works in a restaurant. It's where people come in for takeout and,
yeah,
you know, he's not working at home at all. And so I'm thinking, oh, my God. Totally changed my mind about like how I would approach things. Normally, it would be just like, "Ah, oh, kid, you don't have to go." To
I do. I don't. Please don't spend more money.
Well, they thought he had gout. I'm like, "What 20 something is gout?" I'm like, "What are you doing?" And it turned out to be on his big toe, like the knuckle up near his foot, a calcification or something, due to he's on his feet 24/7. If you're in food service, you know what I'm talking about. Your feet, you know, you got to be really careful.
Oh, and he goes, so it was nothing.
Well, he's on some medication, but whatever.
But nothing severe. As severe as you made it?
No, it wasn't COVID toe. Concerned parent. Buzz Baby University. I think we all do it.
You're turning.
98.9 Buzz. Paul McCartney, Spezzano and Sandy.
The Judgment Zone.
Yes, Judgment Zone coming up in just a few minutes. 13 Wham News 2 here on The Buzz.
You are crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you are not bothered by this.
Why?
Okay, in the Judgment Zone, we need you. When a neighbor borrows a tool, mm-hmm. are they free to just do whatever they want with it?
Absolutely.
Because what Scott caught his neighbor doing with the shovel.
I didn't catch him.
Well, okay, fine, catch.
I saw what he did, but it's fine.
I can't believe you're okay with it. I would be like, okay, give me my shovel back now, you big jerk.
Let's chime in. Pick up your phone, 222-BUZZ. We'll do it next on Spezzano and Sandy.